and roll.
The history of rock and roll.
Robinson and the Miracles were the first consistent Motown artists, but the Detroit label was just another small record company till 1964.
I need love, love, love. To ease my mind. I need to find, someone to call mine. But mama said, hey, hurry, love.
Diana Ross and the Supremes sparked an explosion of Motown groups with a record called Where Did Our Love Go?
Baby, baby.
'64 was also the year of a huge song by the Four Tops. Baby, I Need Your Lovin' displayed the hallmarks of the Motown sound. Massive instrumentation, a heavy prominent beat, and an ornate arrangement.
Baby, I need your lovin'.
Martha Reeves started as a secretary at Motown, but wrangled her way into singing background in an early Marvin Gaye record, Stubborn Kind of Fella. Motown president Berry Gordy Jr. saw the potential of Martha and the Vandellas and signed them as an act. Martha Reeves remembered her first smash record for the history of rock and roll.
First initial hit was I'll Have to Let Him Go, and I think it sold about five copies. No one ever heard of it. It's on one of the albums that I've had. The first big one was Come Get These Memories.
Smokey Robinson and Ronnie White of the Miracles collaborated on a tune for the Temptations in 1965, a record which turned out to be one of Motown's biggest. Smokey, whom Bob Dylan once labeled a poet, talks about the song.
Well, My Girl was a tune that Ronnie and I did together, and we were just around. We used to get together, Ronnie and I, and write songs, and we were just writing a song one day, and it turned out to be My Girl.
Outside, I've got the month of May.
Motown artist in further chapters of the history of rock and roll. At the time of Motown's emergence as a major force in rhythm and blues, another star was rising who would have a considerable impact on the music. We'll hear from Otis Redding in the next quarter hour of the Rockumentary with an interesting introduction by Little Richard.
Otis Redding is on a march style like an army band.
Yeah, right.
It's just like
The History of Rock and Roll presents Little Richard.
See what it's saying? I can't. What it is, he has this excitement and the horns, and he got the horn. See, the same thing I've been playing on the piano for years, he got the bass doing it, Bob. And I've been doing this for years, but instead of the piano doing it, he got the bass doing it.
History of rock and roll.
Redding soon had an impact on British rock groups, among them the Rolling Stones, who copied his version of Pain in My Heart. Outdone, Otis Redding turned around and recorded his own version of the Stones' Satisfaction. Otis Redding was killed in a plane crash in December 1967. His biggest hit had been a song which he wrote, Respect.
What you want, honey, you got it. And what you need, baby, you got it. All I'm asking for the respect when I come home. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know me. Yeah, yeah, respect.
also turned into an enormous record for Aretha Franklin, a million seller, in fact. Another million seller from Aretha Franklin, her first in a moment on the history of rock and roll.
The history of rock and roll.
That set off a spectacular rise for Aretha Franklin, the daughter of the Reverend C.L. Franklin of Detroit. She found her style singing in church, as have many of the figures in the history of rock and roll. Her four-octave range and the excitement of her performances prompt such comments as the following from Ray Charles.
Oh, yeah, sure. I think Aretha's living in. Well, I think she's just fantastic. You know, I think she has everything that one could ask for.
Change, change, change.
Another relatively recent but potent arrival to rhythm and blues is Stevie Wonder, born Stephen Hardaway in 1951 in Saginaw, Michigan. One of his biggest hits from 1966 indicates the cross-fertilization of forms which has taken place in recent rhythm and blues, the song written by Bob Dylan. Is not the only unexpected direction in which rhythm and blues has moved.
It was sort of an experimental record, and I wanted to be able to combine the black and the white together, and I felt the boys could do it, the Righteous Brothers, and we worked on the song a long time. It took quite a long time to make the record, and it turned out very satisfying. I loved it. I was very pleased with what had what we had finally ended up with as the final product.
Phil Spector, producer of You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard.
rhythm and blues interpretation by an English group begins the end of the rhythm and blues chapter of the history of rock and roll. The final pages show the variety of forms which rhythm and blues has grown into, starting with some blue-eyed British soul, Eric Burdon and the Animal.
In this dirty old heart of the city, where the sun refuses to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and fresh, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time is due. See my daddy in bed dying, see his hair turning gray, he's been working and saving his life away. I know.
Rascals brought their own brand of soul to rhythm and blues, most notably with Groovin' from 1967.
Groovin' on a Sunday afternoon.
Of rock and roll. Ray Charles was a heavy influence on Stevie Winwood, who sang with the Spencer Davis Group on Gimme Some Lovin'. Introduced feedback and dense electronic effects to rhythm and blues with his 1967 hit of Purple Haze. We'll be right back. Another futuristic R&B group is Sly and the Family Stone, who crossed a gospel style with nursery rhyme lyrics and a message to create everyday people.
Sometimes I'm right.
Five-hour rhythm and blues chapter is followed by a look at the countryside of rock on the history of rock and roll. Ray Charles, Little Richard, Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, The Coasters, The Drifters, Aretha Franklin. Otis Redding and many others will sing and play more numbers in upcoming chart sweeps. The voice of Bill Haley next on the Rock.